listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner. I'm Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and I'm the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Andy Shaw available to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. Before we take your calls, I want to tell you a little bit about the sponsor and about Dr. Pat Allen. Dr. Pat Allen did carry on this show, but unfortunately, she's going to be 91 years old, and it's a little hard for her to hear because she does try to, she can read lips. So unfortunately, she cannot be on the radio to answer questions. So that's why I'm taking over, and I was trained by Dr. Allen. I worked with her for 35 years. And like Dr. Allen, I've walked the walk with all of the stuff that she teaches. So I've come up from the trenches and I've learned the hard way. And that makes me a great coach because I know where everybody's coming from and I can help them get from point A to point B, C, D, E. So before we start the show, One Institute, we offer instructions on the principles of communication with personal integrity to help individuals to achieve goals as well as enrich their personal and professional relationships and to create a win-win situation in every one of their day-to-day activities. The Institute was founded to promote and teach these skills and the goal of helping people to live authentic, successful lives using the techniques of want training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. Currently, I offer women's ladies groups. They're limited to 4 to 5 ladies. I have different times of the day. They're very reasonably cost. And Andy Shaw will be starting men's groups. And basically, we help people stay doing Dr. Pat Allen's principles, feminine and masculine. We walk you through duty dating, online profile, how to date. We help you go to dates, evaluate dates, and hopefully help you pick a strong masculine man if that's your desire. Or if you want to be the masculine, we'll help you find a nice, cherishing, feminine man. So tonight we have Andy Shaw on the I forgot to say, if you want any information, you can reach me at 949-723-0338. Or you can send an email to info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. So, Andy, do you want to say hello to the audience?
Hello, audience.
And do you want to tell them a little bit, since you're going to be starting a men's group, do you want to tell them a little bit about how you got to Dr. Pat Allen so that they may see that there is help struggling in the world of dating?
Sure. My story was, like others, my relationship didn't work. And when I had a ring for her, she saw the ring and she walked out of the room. And she did it twice. And I've been with her off and on, known her for 30 years. And so after the second time, I went, what is wrong with me? And when I asked a friend about it, she, in her recovery, since her husband had passed away, she found Pat Allen, Dr. Pat, and I started going the next week, and it changed my world. So now I listen to the words. I'm a very rational speaker to some people's chagrin, and but it has made all the difference.
Well, that's great to know. So hopefully we'll get some callers tonight. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. I did get a person call email me. I'm not sure if this is a question. Let's see. It says, my boyfriend and I aren't seeing eye to eye on a few things lately, and I'm not sure how to move forward in a way that feels good for both of us. What would you suggest?
You want to start, Sue? I got my idea.
Well, what I would say to these people, because they didn't call in, I can't ask them questions. I would ask them, which role is each one playing? Because it kind of sounds like they both might be in their masculine. I want, no, I want, no, I want. And that might be the confrontation on how they don't see eye to eye, because they're both in their masculine, wanting. So if this is the case, we would want one to be in their feminine, and that's the one that's cherishable. And then we would want one to be in their masculine, and that's the one that cherishes the feminine. He's the leader. He gives, protects, and cherishes. He's the forceful energy. He wants to get the job done. He wants to protect animals, women, the planet. And the feminine energy, she's more the sexual, sensual. It comes from her feeling-centered. And the masculine comes from his logic center. So this question kind of sounds like they're from their logic center. What would you say about that, Andy?
Well, I want to, you mentioned he or she. This does not mean that whether you have a penis or vagina.
Yes, that's true.
Does not dictate whether you're the feminine or the masculine. Both are okay. Both are entirely acceptable. I think the biggest problem that I've heard about is communication. And, you know, my go-to answer is the relationship contract, only because it helps you know who you are and who you are not, what you're willing to accept and what you're willing to reject. And so even if your partner doesn't do it, I still recommend that you do. And that is time, space, money, and play. Time is I time, you. You alone. We time is you and that other person, your significant other. And then us time is you, that other person, and anybody else on the planet. And what you're looking for is, if you're the masculine energy, you can write down what you want and what you do not want. And my suggestion to you is, somewhere on that, you draw a line of your deal breakers. And if you're feminine, you write down what you do not want, then what you do want. Because it only took me 40 years to learn that women know what they want by knowing what they don't want. And same to you, is write down the line of where your deal breakers are. And what are you absolutely not willing to accept? What are you willing to reject for them? What are you willing to reject about them if they want to do something or not? And there is a video that Sue likes to mention about...
Oh. Yes, there's a video on our website, www.drpatallen.com, Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. It's about an hour-long streaming video. It goes over what Andy talked about, the relationship contract items. Dr. Pat teaches it.
Yeah, I really like that one. I remember being in the audience on that, and I remember, you know, he wanted sex 7 days a week. She said three. And what was it?
And then they negotiated to four. I had somebody call in my group yesterday. They want to move in. She lives by the ocean, and he wants to move to San Dimas because of work. And they're both older, and she's stuck. And Dr. Pat always said, he's kind of telling her, 20 reasons why it would be good to move, and she only has one saying she likes to be near the water. So he's kind of bullying her that he has more on the list to move, which is not what the list is about. So sometimes you need a mediator, a third person, to help you negotiate so that one doesn't overpower with their wants, and then you feel intimidated and give in. Because if you give in, you're going to be angry. And you're not going to like that person if you do something that you're not comfortable with. So I told her that, and now she's going, oh, yeah, that's true. So that's, yeah.
It's the same thing with the contract. If you do it with the yang person together, the yang person is going to take over the conversation.
He was, yes. And then she felt like she owed it, being the follower, to give in. And I said, that's not what it's about. You have to be comfortable. So maybe, and I suggested, maybe have a place in San Dimas and a place by the ocean, and you guys take turns so that you're not feeling stuck. in the, you know, I guess it's really hot in San Dimas, so you're not stuck there. And she said that's something to consider. Dr. Pat has had people that she's mentioned, airline stewardess. One lived in LA and one lived in New York. They were married and they managed to see each other, not every day, but they saw each other 3 to 4 times a week. And there's even people she's had that have had houses next door to each other, just so they have their own eye time. And then they share a we time. Whatever you want your relationship to be, there is no cookie cutter. That's the one thing I heard Dr. Allen mention. You design your relationship. Don't do what you think is what everybody else is doing is the norm.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Like, you have several kitchens. One doesn't like coffee, one does. Mm-hmm. Like, design your life however, whatever crazy ideas you can think of, do that first. And then see if it works for you.
If it works for you, that's fine. Some people, like she, remember she mentioned people have separate bedrooms. They come together, you know, and they watch TV together because one may snore and one may have restless leg syndrome. So they both go to sleep in their separate rooms, but then come back and share morning time and late at night time as well. It's not good if one person has to sacrifice their sleep just for the sake of sleeping, you know, being in a committed marriage and sleeping in the same bed and bedroom.
Absolutely. Hey, Sue, so your women's groups, is there any new problems that you're going to talk about?
Okay, what the big topic is this week is chemistry. And let me just give out the phone number again, so hopefully we'll get some callers. 323-203-0815. Chemistry, the women in the group, they've followed Dr. Pat, but they go out on dates, and for some reason, they complain because there's no chemistry. And chemistry is not always there when you first meet somebody. Dr. Pat says sometimes chemistry can grow on you. Chemistry can also be a sign of what's familiar, and it's not always the good chemistry. You may pick abusive, absent, distant men. That's your chemistry. That may be your childhood. So you're used to that, and that's your chemistry of familiarity. So chemistry is not always what we look for when we meet people. Dr. Pat always recommends it, date them 3 times, because usually the first time everybody's a little bit nervous. Second time you're kind of getting to know each other. The third time you can evaluate it, whether you have anything of interest to move it forward. And the biggest thing the ladies do is they do not talk about their long-term plans. They go out with guys and they let the guy interview them, and they don't talk about what they want or don't want. They feel like they should just be the doormat sitting there. That's not what we recommend. Feminine energy talks about what she doesn't want and also what she wants. And it may sound like, you know, I just want to let you know I want to be married in the next 4 years and I want to have babies a year after marriage. That way the man knows her intention, and if he's on the same wavelength, great. Don't go out with a man and then waste a lot of time if you're not going to the same place. What's your thought on that? Because a lot of women are afraid to tell men what they want because they're afraid they're going to scare them away. And I say, I would rather you scare them away if they don't want marriage than you waste a year with them.
I think it's also perspective. Like, I had a conversation last night with a woman.
Yes.
Who started the conversation out with, I'm not usually aggressive. Like, it's not about being aggressive. It's about just communicating your desires and your not wants.
Yes. Okay.
If you're uncomfortable with something, say it.
Yes.
If you're comfortable with something, say it. Like, we're okay with whatever you say in general.
Okay.
We're just trying to get to know you.
That's true. And,
but
yeah. And
not saying anything is a deal breaker.
So how did it work out then with the lady?
Well, so she was offended that I helped her with, again, martial arts, a particular thing we're doing. But she had asked me, or at least said the words out loud. But she told me that when she talked, she liked to talk to herself so she can understand what she was doing. But I was in front of her. I didn't know this about her. And she's using words to say, what am I doing wrong? You know, what am I missing? And so I'm answering the question. And then she got offended by that I answered the question.
So did you fix it later, or did it come to a resolution?
Well, I don't think it really came to a resolution. I basically told her then, if I don't know when you're talking.
Sandy, we have a caller on. Caller, you're on there with Andy and Sue. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. It's about kind of something that happened to me like a couple weeks ago. A guy had asked me out, and we exchanged numbers. And he wanted to go out, like, after he got off of work at, like, 11 o'clock at night. He wanted to meet at, like, a sports bar.
Okay.
And I did, you know, not suggest a different thing, but I did tell him I would feel more comfortable not meeting so late because I knew I was still sleepy.
Okay. That's great. Yeah.
So I told him that. And he, you know, he was kind of upset that I didn't want to meet that late, and then also kind of upset that I didn't drink. So I was just wondering if I took the right approach with that, or should I, like, just, you know.
Well, no, you did the right thing. You did the tools you said, but the stroke can stand and go, thank you so much for asking me out at 11 o'clock at night. However, I'm not comfortable going out that late. I have to work in the morning and I will be tired. What do you think about meeting another day or time at a reasonable hour? That would give him a chance to remake the date on what you're comfortable. Now, whether he got mad at you or not, don't take that as your fault. That's not your fault. That's just him with his inadequacy trying to get a woman that's a zero. That will take care of his feelings.
Thank you.
But if he calls you again because you stood your ground, it was called you did a healthy boundary. If he calls you again, give him another chance to make a better date. Don't be mad at him. You're just telling him your standard. Andy, do you want to chime in?
I think what you said was definitely fair. I would also agree that the stroke can stand, the way Sue said it, is immensely, I think, more of a door opener than just saying I'm uncomfortable and stopping the conversation. I know to me it feels like the door is closed. Oh, you're uncomfortable with me, that's all I can do. So, but saying the stroke can stand is a question that provokes an answer. So that keeps the communication going.
Yeah, it makes him okay for what he requested, which was meeting at 11 o'clock. It told him how you were uncomfortable, and then you asked for maybe another solution. What do you think about a different plan? It opens the door for him to make a different plan. Like Andy said, it was kind of a shut the door question where he didn't know how to respond.
Right.
He didn't know you were okay meeting at a different time.
I hear what you're saying, yes.
You see the difference in the way I said it? It opened the door for him to ask you out maybe at another time rather than that time.
Yes.
I don't want to go out with you. It's too late. It kind of ended there.
So, Sue, let me ask you, in this scenario, what would you think that a 5-step cleanup would be appropriate?
No, because she didn't do it too bad. And the fact I didn't like how he attacked her, see, he felt rejected that she said no. So he had to come in and attack her. That's usually what happens when men get discounted and rejected. They have to come back and
attack.
What?
Where was the attack? I missed that.
When she said he got mad at her for not being available and she doesn't drink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, where he found that out, did you guys meet or talk on the phone? How did he find out all this information?
When we were talking about other alternatives, I told him I don't drink, and then he got upset. He didn't even think he was like...
Well,
I don't know, maybe he did feel rejected because he was
yes.
Everyone drinks, and I'm like,
well, dear, you know what? When men ask you to go to a sports bar, don't automatically say I don't drink, because you do drink water and soda.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you go to the place, and then you just order a soda water or a Coke and say you're not comfortable having alcohol tonight. He doesn't have to know you don't drink yet. Or you can just say, because you're already eliminating a lot of possibilities on meeting a great guy by putting too much of the negative too soon.
Okay. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Cause then he's thinking you'll never go to any place where there's drinking. Cause you automatically said, I don't drink, when he mentioned a sports bar.
It might have pool and good food.
Yes. So go any place, but you can have a soda. So, you know, he can drink, and then you could watch to see how much he drinks. But then you see you're eliminating a lot of possibilities for him to take you.
Got it.
Because he didn't ask if you drank alcohol. He just asked to go to a sports bar, and you jumped to I don't drink.
He could be stark, like, how have you lived this long? Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So you kind of jumped in with a little bit of masculine takeover, and it was probably to protect you, but it actually pushed him away. Because he didn't ask if you wanted to go get an alcoholic drink. He just said, do you want to go to a sports bar? Or do you want to go for a drink? And a lot of people don't drink. They go and they have, a club soda.
Yeah, let me chime in here, too. The kind of buddy of mine I've known for 45 years.
Yeah.
And I drink one, and he drinks like 10. But he's okay with me drinking the one, or not drinking at all, or drinking coffee. Whatever, we're just there to hang out.
Yes.
And catch.
Yes, that's the thing about dating. Yeah.
Okay, so I see it was good to have a boundary around the time with these feeling sleepy.
Yes.
How to do that.
Yes, that was good.
Yeah. The
boundary was good.
Going forward, if I get invited to a sports bar, I can just go. I don't have to drink. I don't have to announce that early on.
You don't have to announce that. You're getting to know the man.
Let me ask you the caller a question. Have you ever had a problem with alcohol? Is that a trigger for you?
I go to sports bars a lot because I watch sports, like the football games or like the Dodgers. I watch them and I don't have the channel, so I go. I think it's just with the communicating, we were already kind of, at a spiraling point that he just well, you don't drink, you don't want to go. And so I kind of just, okay, I know, I wanted to make sure that I was at least right in some aspect, but I see that I'll, what to do next time.
I liked your boundaries about 11 o'clock at night, but then go back in and suggest, what about meeting another? I'd be comfortable meeting another time. What do you think? That opens the door for him to pick another time that would make you comfortable. And then when he says, okay, what about going to a sports bar at 8 o'clock tomorrow night? You say, that sounds lovely. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, you might also want to make it fun too. Is, hey, by the time I meet you, I'm going to turn into a pumpkin. Are you looking at me?
Remember,
like, no, I can wait till you're human. It's okay.
The feminine energy is to be the fun one. They want fun women, not ones that reject them and scold them. And going automatically to drink is kind of a push down. That it insulted him because he drinks.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. I won't bring that up because it doesn't bother me if anyone else is drinking at all. So I just won't even mention that if someone asks. No, I don't think anyone will ask, but like I'll just have a water, I'll just have a tea or something.
Yes.
You guys. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, caller. Let us know if he calls you back. Bye. Bye. I think we have another caller that's trying to call in. If you try to call in and you don't answer, we do hear that there's callers trying to call in. Just call back. So again, 323-203-0815. The line's open, so now's your chance to call in. So I'm sorry, Andy, I cut you off before. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
It's okay. I don't either. No harm, no foul.
That was a good question. I think the caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I am married, and I've been with my husband for about 15 years, and he has this he's never like physically abused me, but there has been some emotional abuse, and he could get really aggressive. And like this last instance, there was like a situation where everything was going well, but he was really upset and he has trouble communicating that he needs space. And so when I went up to hug him, he just grabbed me really aggressively and like groped me really aggressively, and then told me he just needed a minute, and he was like really angry about it. And I'm just feeling like really emotionally depleted, and I don't want to divorce him, but I'm also like wondering, how do I navigate this? I feel like I almost want to just disconnect emotionally from him in order to protect myself.
Okay, well, he did tell you he needed a minute, but he did it in a way that was a little aggressive. But we cannot change that in him. So when he did that, what you do is flag him and say, ouch, you know, this hurts my feelings. Tell him how it hurts your feelings, not what he did. And then he'll go, well, I need a couple minutes. You go, okay, is there anything I can do to help you? No, I need a couple minutes by myself. And then you say, okay, I'm going to go for a walk, or I'm going to go watch TV in the other room. If you want to talk to me, please feel free to come in and talk to me. That would be a way to diffuse it and let him know how it hurts you, rather than telling him how he's doing it wrong. Because he has a right to be that aggressive. You don't have to like it, but you also don't want to have it, you know, you want to let him know how it hurts your feelings. Feminine expresses how she feels. So would that be something you could do?
Yeah, I think that is something I could do. I guess I think you're right that I can't control that. I'm just wondering, like, I guess for me, it's like, how do I prevent that? Because I don't
you can't prevent it, dear, unless you go to counseling, and he wants to go to counseling because he thinks he has a problem. You don't like his behavior and you're trying to change it. Good luck with that. Doesn't work. We can only help how you react to it.
Okay.
So you're reacting when he does that to you. Ouch, you're scaring me. Ouch, you're hurting me. Then hopefully he'll catch a glimpse of what he's doing and stop.
Yeah, and when you do that, that reaction turns into a response.
Yes.
And why is that? Because it's going through your brain. And you get at that point in time, make a decision on what you want to say or do, instead of just automatically saying or doing something when you feel what you feel. And then once you can do that, you can do anything else. The door's open wide open.
A lot of people, they think, they react, they feel the feeling, they feel the feeling, they react, and then they think about it later. He might be one of those. They're emotional. You want to feel the feeling, think about what you're going to do or not do, and then communicate, act, or react. So he screams at you, you think, oh, this is scary. Ouch, you're scaring me, rather than getting mad at him.
Okay.
Then he may go, well, I need a minute. You say, okay, well, is there anything I can do to help you? That's all you say. And then if he says, no, I need a couple minutes, then you just say, okay, well, I'm going to go in the other room. So when you're ready, you can come and talk to me. Let him have his minute to talk. He did flag you. I heard him. He just didn't flag you the way that you were comfortable. So now you have to let him know by telling how it scared you.
And this is like validation.
Yes.
So there are three answers, yes, no, or nothing. They have a right to answer all of them. If they say they'll talk to you, great. If they say no, okay, let me know to exactly what Sue just said. If they say nothing, because they can't talk about it, they say you have a right not to answer me, I'm going to insert the answer for myself and say you're not ready. And then you go on to what Sue just said. Let me know when you want to talk. I'll be here for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
I appreciate your time.
Try that. Try that next time and report back and let us know if it works. This was recorded, so you can go back and listen to the direction again too.
Okay. Yeah, I will. I'll definitely give that a try and see if I get a different outcome.
Yes. Always do that when he does something that upsets you. All you have to say is "ouch." That stops the transaction and lets them know it's your feelings.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
What was that?
No, great question. Yeah. No, great questions. That was another lady. She used to, her husband would get mad, but then she would just retreat and go passive. And then he never knew why she would be leaving. She never flagged him. And I said, start flagging him. And now when she starts to flag him, he now can identify to stop his behavior. Before, she would just storm off and he just would keep doing his behavior, you know, which was fine because he thought, you know, she left, so he didn't put two and two together.
Well, sometimes you just don't know.
Yeah, you just don't know. You think, you know, he might be storming around and he thought that, you know, she had to go take the dog for a walk. But she did that when she saw him getting mad. But then I said, well, tell him, you know, hey, you're scaring me. Is there anything I can do to help you? And then he diffused. He started to go, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Sorry, I grew up.
Yeah, I don't know how my words make you feel. I have no insight into that whatsoever. And I think, I mean, normal, but you perceive it as something other than that.
That's true. We don't know. Our actions and words might be okay, and other people might accept it, but that person may be super sensitive. So it would be good if she flagged you in a nice way about how it hurts her. Not what he's doing, that you can't attack the person for doing it. He has every right, but you can tell him how you feel.
Well, I mean, you can, it just doesn't do any good.
I don't suggest, everybody says, how can I get him to stop doing that? Or, you know, and you can't, dear. I don't do that work. It's very hard. That person, he's going to be the way he is. You don't have to like, remember Dr. Pat always said, this was a hard one for me. You don't have to like or approve of anybody else's actions, behaviors, words, and this, but you have to make them right, for they have a right to be that way. And people would go, no, they don't. They don't have a right to call me names. Yes, they do.
Now, I got a friend of mine talking to him last night. He just wants his brother to stop doing something, saying something. Like, man, he's got every right to say whatever the heck he wants. What are you going to do about it? What are you not going to do about it? It's all about you. I'm going to call him a sociopath. That doesn't help you.
Yes.
Either, you know, do your legal thing or don't do your legal thing.
Yes.
But telling somebody else how to live their life
is
not going to help anybody.
Yeah. Usually when they do something you don't like, you have to make the price or a prize. And people don't want to follow through with the it's consequences. You know, if you continue to call me names, I'm going to divorce you. I'm going to leave the room. I'm not going to talk to you. You have to have a consequence if they continuously do it. You can't, you know, it's not good to just say, don't do that. Please stop doing that. After a while, there has to be a consequence if that behavior doesn't stop.
Yeah, it's like poking in the arm. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I do this 10,000 times, like, stop. I'm going to keep poking you.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. So, again, we had two callers. Those were great. The call-in number, again, is 323-203-0815. So, at least we know people are calling. I want to tell people next week we're going to, for the first 20 minutes, I believe, we're going to put a recording in on of Dr. Pat Allen's Want Training for Effective Communication. And what is the first chapter about, Andy, so the audience knows?
It's about that super parent, critical parent, nurturing parent, the adult within us, and then the child, how no one's over the age of five.
Do you have what the chapter, you know, on the booklet, it's got the chapter, what it's about? How to make a decision rationally, I think it is.
Yeah, I think that's the title of it.
Yeah, how to make it, we're going to have like 20, 25 minutes of Dr. Pat Allen's audio of how to make a decision rationally. Now, there is a chart that goes with that. I'm not sure. She kind of explains it, but if you want it later on, if you want that chart, you can always email me at the office at info@drpatallen.com. And then these are always recorded. You can go back in there and listen. And then at once a month, we'll be doing one of those recordings going through the Want Training for Effective Communication, just for people with the material.
Yeah, for anybody listening, I'd recommend you write her right now or at least soon and ask for it ahead of time because it will be useful. So we'll be saying things like, now draw a line from here to here. Okay. And that's super parent beating up on the child.
Yeah.
When the super parent or the critical parent beats up on the fun-free child, and you draw an arrow to the adapted child. And then later on, you draw another arrow to a different kind of child. And those arrows and those beat downs all make sense if you can visualize it, at least to me.
And that's part of TA, transactional analysis, how to make a decision rationally, not emotionally. And a lot of times people come from an emotional state of communication. It's gaming. So you may learn from this material how you became that way, or you may find out how other people talk this way. Yeah, goes to our childhood. Yeah.
I actually, the same friend of mine who was talking about, calling his brother, whatever. I think I used that chart on his parents.
Okay. Uh-huh.
He got abused from his parents.
Okay.
And it, part of what their pattern looks like to me is more of a critical parent. Well, I'm going to give you be nice. No, super parent. I'm going to be nice to you, but I'm going to take it away later. And yeah. I can take that.
So a lot of parents, they have the absent parents. So what type of a parent would they be? Those are emotional because they were absent and they weren't nurturing at all.
I think it's still a super parent because we'll be together later. It'll be great later. Be great next time. They're always trying to make up for the past.
Okay, that's true.
So, if you're nurturing a parent, from my perspective, I know things happen. I know life gets in the way.
I think it would be, wouldn't it be the adapted child that they had to adapt?
Yeah. I mean, we all have to adapt. Otherwise, we'd all be walking around naked and peeing wherever we want. So it's just a matter of how much you adapt.
Yeah. Another thing from my ladies group, I have a lot of ladies that really have a hard time processing feelings. They're not even comfortable with feeling words. So I have them get a feeling chart that has like 50 feelings, sad, mad, glad, happy, angry, upset. I ask them to make a feeling and they always come with, I feel like, and I feel that. I keep saying, that's not a feeling. That's a statement. I feel that should leave or something. And I'm like, that's not a feeling. That's not telling me how you feel.
If we're using the word feeling, so it's got to be close, right?
Well, it's got to be close. But Dr. Pat always said, that is not a feeling and like is not a feeling. So when you say a feeling statement, it's not, I feel like he's a jerk. You could say, I feel sad that he's so angry and he upsets me and he's a jerk. That gives a couple of feeling statements.
Yeah, I was starting to think of what I feel like a schmuck would look like. I don't know.
Well,
what did you point to on that one?
Well, we really try to keep you focused. I try to keep the communication about you, not pointing the finger about them, because that keeps you safe when you can attack the other people. You don't have to look within on what you want, what the work you should be doing. You know, I don't want to say should. The work you would do best doing.
Yeah, so I don't know what schmuck would look like, but I am a schmuck. I don't know. Well, I just think, I don't know, whatever it is. I don't know.
Well, yeah. So I have a ladies group after tonight. So if you're interested in, this month is full, so I'll be opening up more groups in August. So if you're interested in the ladies group, I work with each lady about 15 minutes, and because it's other ladies, you all get information, because all the information is pretty much the same. So you support each other, and what this lady's talking about, you may be, oh, I do that too. So everybody gets different perspectives on what's going on, not just with your situation, but what you see going on in other situations of your life as well. And if you can be married, you can be in a relationship, you could be dating. I work with them all. And then Andy's going to be starting a men's group, because a lot of my ladies are with men that have addiction problems, or they're passive aggressive. So they want help for their boyfriends. So I'm going to pull Andy in to start a men's group to help these people, these men. And hopefully see where that goes. So if you want any information, you can reach me at the office at info@drpatallen.com. And Dr. Pat's birthday's coming up in September. She'll be 91. I may have her be a guest on the show, Andy. What do you think?
Let's do it.
I'll be sending out, the Facebook, I've been a little late lenient on Facebook. I think I'll be starting that back up. I used to put on a lot of Dr. Pat's quotes. I also want to say all of her books are available on Amazon. She's got Getting to I Do, Staying Married and Loving It, The Answers, The Truth About Men Will Set You Free, It's a Man's World in a Woman's Universe, and then on our website, Want I Store, we have some audio book recordings, relationship seminars, audio, Want Training for Effective Living, the Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication is free on our website, drpatallen.com. So we have a lot of resources from Dr. Pat's work. If anybody's available and wants to learn, as we said, a win-win situation in professional and personal relationships. It works with people at work as well as your personal relationships.
And for those of you who have the Got to Be Perfect complex. That's a driver. It'll drive you crazy just trying to be perfect. This step is a 3-year process. The first year is gathering new information.
Okay.
The second year is benefiting from that new information.
Okay.
And the third year is discarding old information.
Okay.
One cycle.
I have a lot of women, they've read tons of books, but then they say, I don't want to go out on dates or I'm never attracted. And I tell them part of the learning the lessons is going out and doing the work, not just reading the book work. You know, it's good to go do the work so you learn the lessons and you learn a new behavior. So I like how you said the first year is, what was the first year again?
Learning new information.
And that would be, okay. That's great, yeah.
So then the second year is benefiting from that new information.
Uh-huh.
And then the third year is discarding old information, because the new information is taking over.
Uh-huh.
So, and that's one cycle, and it could be multiple cycles for you to go through to keep learning the lessons and keep getting closer to where you always should, to actualize who you're always meant to be.
Okay, so when people knew, Dr. Pat used to say it takes 6 to 8 weeks to change a new behavior once you're aware of it and once you practice it. So the hard part that I'm finding is the ladies going out and practicing it because they're so used to their old behavior, they're afraid to do the new behavior. And it's like you're going to get the same results if you continue your old behavior. So I kind of put you into doing the new behavior. And that's called being vulnerable. A lot of women don't want to be vulnerable. And that's a lot of times why they're still single. And I believe in the energy too, energy systems, your vibrational energy.
Have you read that book, Psycho-Cybernetics, about changing habits?
I haven't read it, but I'm a big believer. I like Louise Hayes and the law of attraction, because we all vibrate on a certain level. And I've been around people that you see them and you see them vibrating on a low negative energy. And you they don't even have to talk and you can tell, stay away from them. Your vibrational energy will pull you or push you away from people. Quantum physics. Remember, Dr. Pat always used to say we're all vibration.
Oh, yeah. All energy.
Try to stay in a vibration that will attract somebody else with the same vibration. Are you there, Andy? Oh.
Yeah, I'm here. I was looking for the Einstein quote of energy.
Oh, okay. Please share that, because I'm a true believer on energy, because I get a lot of people that have a lot of negative energy. And they don't do very well. And I said, let's turn your energy around. They still stay negative.
This is from Albert Einstein.
Okay.
Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Watch the frequency of reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. Mm-hmm. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. And you remember there was that what was it called? Oh, there was that movie a long time ago. I forgot it now. There was a lot of...
I'm not sure.
It was about the law of attraction, what you think about. People went and they did the vision boards, and you put what you want in life, and you think positive, and you open the door for new things because you're expanding and opening up the door. If you think, oh, poor is me, nobody's going to love me, that's what comes more to you. The law of the universe.
It's amazing what a decision can make, because
that's it, the decision.
Yeah, happiness is really just a decision not to focus. It's a decision to focus on the positive.
Yes. I remember Dr. Pat said that negative energy is more powerful than positive, and a lot of people say, but positive is a better energy. It is a better energy, but negative is stronger. So if you put a negative and a positive person in a room, they'll have two negative people. And people are going, no, negative energy will drain the other positive person. The stronger force, stronger energy.
And negative energy is like a lie. It's gone all the way around the world before the truth has had a chance to tie its shoes.
Oh, that's true. Speaking of which, that what was that book, the Napoleon Hill?
Outwitting the Devil?
Outwitting the Devil. That talks a lot about your thoughts and how, get to a place you want to be. The Drifters and what was the other ones?
The Non-Drifters.
Yeah, the Drifters and Non-Drifters. Yeah.
And no one can do it for you. You have to set your mind to do it. Only the Non-Drifter can decide to be the Drifter can decide to be a Non-Drifter.
Yes, so it is still all in your mind, too. So what you think about, so it's the Drifters and Non-Drifters.
No religion, no powerful force, no external anything can change that except in themselves.
That's true. So we're running out of time. It's coming to the end. So hopefully next week we're going to put on an audio. If it works, we're going to work on it. So, and then after the audio, we'll be taking questions. So probably about 4:30, we'll be taking questions. And we'll see how that goes. So with that, if you want any information, you can reach me at 949-723-0338 or info@drpatallen.com. And I want to thank Andy here for being my guest, co-host. Andy,
thank you.
Okay. And if you're not available to call in with a question, you can always email me a question and I'll answer it on the online live. And then you can listen to the archives for the answer. And
Remember to ask her for the pamphlet.
Oh, yes. If you want the pamphlet, if you listen to it and you want the pamphlet, just email me and I'll shoot it off to you. I'll send you an email. So with that, I want to say good night, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.